Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
If I see another cheeseburger, I'm going to vomit. Because I'm a glutton when it comes down to food. I eat with my eyes. I don't limit myself. When I get to a restaurant, I order everything on the menu. When I get to a supermarket, I overbuy. I usually go to a supermarket when I'm not hungry. Because I'm a glutton. I love to eat. The reason I work out the way I do is so I can eat whatever I want. But this level of decadence that Sobe Wine Food Festival brings to Miami is just crazy, crazy. There were cheeseburgers of every kind, even candy cheeseburgers. There was like those little cookies in the shape of cheeseburgers. Everything was a cheeseburger and fries and more fries. And there was pork cheeseburgers and there was chicken cheeseburgers. And I mean, it was crazy. And Luda is on Sunday. I'm so excited about Ludacris. So excited. I love Ludacris. And he's going to be at the Dave Grutman thing, the Komodo Bar on Sunday. And it's the Oscars on Sunday. And for me, the Oscars is like the best because I'm a movie freak. And I know Shallow's going to win. I know it. I believe it in my heart. Bradley Cooper deserves it. Lady Gaga deserves it. The movie deserves it. The songs, everything about Shallow. And then I really wanted to get to you guys earlier after my trip to Disney World, which I just got back from a week ago. And it seems like it was yesterday, but everything's going so fast, so furious. And I like it. I like it because, you know, if you don't live life with passion, you're just existing. So, yeah, let me tell you about Monster Jam before I get to Disney World. Monster Jam. It's not Monster Mash. I say Monster Mash just to freak people out. It's Monster Jam. It was a lifelong dream of mine to go to, just like a wrestling WWE or WWF. I'm so confused with MCE and MCM. I've always, as a child, wanted to go to the Monster Jam and always, as a child, wanted to go to WWF, like the big one. And I don't know. I know that sounds kind of weird because a lot of people think, oh, Magda's so bougie. She's not. She's like a truck driver. And the Monster Jam experience was everything I thought it would be. It was exhilarating. It was an entire stadium cheering to watch trucks fall apart and, you know, fly in the air and crash into things. And just it was just exactly what I always thought it would be. It was a lot of fumes. That was the only part that I didn't like. It was like you were inhaling the gas. But other than that, it was magic. And I'm really glad that I went. That was definitely a bucket list item of mine. I really only have two more bucket list items. And I'll share them with you because I have no filter. And because you guys know me pretty well, I feel like I have one more. The trip that I want to take when I'm 50 to Fiji, Papeete, Tahiti, that's definitely on the list. And then I want to be married again. Yes, I said it. And you know why? Because I believe in marriage. Okay, so my first marriage, I lost it to bullshit, but marriage is a beautiful institution. And you know, it really, this whole thing about it doesn't work and people are getting divorced, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's almost like I fell in love at first sight. That's bullshit. You don't fall in love at first sight. You don't. You fall in lust. You are physically attracted, but forming a partnership of two people and unifying in marriage is the highest risk you can take. And if you're not willing to take a risk for another human being and sacrifice for another human being, I believe that that's true love. Protecting another human being against everything. So it's you and your husband, wife, against the world. There is nothing more beautiful than that. I mean, other than giving birth, like I did, to the most beautiful kid. Anyway, he made it to the dean's list. And what? His first year of college. Of course he did. Of course he did. Because in the thick of my life, when I'm going through all of my stuff as an adult, and you all know you got taxes, you've got lawyers, you've got all kinds of fun that come with being an adult. Then you get a letter from your kid's college. And his first semester, he makes the dean's list. He's doing better in college than when he was in high school. But, you know, it's so funny. When I met Roman, I thought, wow, this is the reason why I was born. And the more I get to know him, he's the reason for my entire season. So that came from marriage. That child came from marriage. So marriage isn't all bad. And, you know, you get these stories about church people committing all kinds of nastiness, but you don't focus on the stories of church people doing good things. I'd rather focus on the majority of greatness than on the minority of bad. And that's just a choice I make every day. You're free to go against it and make bad choices and think everything is bad and live like that. That's fine. I'm a really happy person and I choose to be happy every day. And it's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie. Disney World this time around with that special someone, it was amazing. And I'll tell you why. He thought about me. I there's one ride that I believe I mentioned to him a long, long time ago when we met. And I said, it's my favorite because my father used to take me on it. And he's like a Disney World freak. And he picked it first. That was the first ride we went on. The nostalgia that I felt riding on Small World was fantastic. I remember sitting holding my dad's hand and my father talking about, you know, all the parts of the world represented and trying to give me a lifelong lesson. Of course, I relived that nostalgia. And it was heartwarming. It did melt my heart. But my heart was exploding because somebody thought about me in such a tender way. And so you're going to tell me you don't believe in love? Of course, love exists. Love is very much alive. But after that, he treated me like a princess in the Beauty and Beast restaurant. So he's the Beast. Of course, he's the Beast. And I am the princess. And I felt like a little kid just having a great time. It was a beautiful, beautiful Valentine's Day weekend. H&H Jewels got me looking like a superstar this week. For the photo shoot. And I can't, you know, wearing all that jewelry for me is a little bit unnerving because my you can buy a house for that amount of money. And to me, that's, first of all, I'm so grateful that they aren't trusting me with this awesome responsibility of representing their brand. But more than that, it's like, I mean, how do people pay for this stuff? Like, I see it on the Oscars and I'm like, oh my God, they have bodyguards around them. I mean, I'm heavily insured because of that job that I do, but it's just, you really do feel so beautiful with all that stuff. I mean, I don't wear jewelry, period, anymore because I'm always working out and because I lost actually a favorite earring of mine and in a yoga studio, and that's it. After that, I decided never to wear jewelry again. Although I have beautiful jewelry, I really do. I just put it on for outings every now and then. Lunchology, when I got home from Disney World and from the Monster Jam Valentine's Day weekend, it was like a pandemonium of love. I got home and there was my Lunchology. And I was like, oh my God, it's safe. There's my continuity, my Lunchology. My weight and my physique is looking almost as good as 2014, when I went through that whole running phase in my life. It's different. The physique is different because I'm doing different exercises, but man, am I strong. And I'm strong at 47, which is pretty, amazing. The Miami Heat, I'm going tomorrow and I was going to go on Monday as well, but something came up. The Miami Heat is going to come strong now in March and I can't wait because I can't imagine the Miami Heat without Dwayne Wade. What? So One Last Dance has turned into my last dance because I just feel like I don't know if I can go back without Dwayne Wade on the Miami Heat. Bliss Dental. Heart health is tied to teeth. I mean, there's nothing to think about. If you want to be healthy, you want to be fit in your mouth. First, keep that heart pumping so you can do wonderful things with your body. Juveness Aesthetics. So new client, new beauty. This place is so awesome because they're like artists in there. and they keep me young. They keep me beautiful, forever young, you know, Jay-Z. Well, Juvenes and I have gone into collaboration together with the Carillon Hotel, and we're going to do some great things. I want you guys to follow them, Juvenes, that's J-U-V-E-N-I-S, Aesthetics, and walk in there and say Revite. You say Revite, you know what happens? They're going to give you a prize. I love prizes. And it's not just like a little squishy ball or a cup or a mug or a hat. No, you're going to get close to $1,000. So if you spend on one syringe, you'll get equal syringe. So you're going to save about $1,000. I mean, is there anything else to think about? It's like BOGO, buy one, get one free. Now, the Carillon Hotel, I'm going to be going back on March 1st. I want you guys to check that out. It's kind of cool because we're going to have a whole day of me showing you this hotel. It's got the only salt pod in Miami, Florida at this time. But they also have the largest spa facility in the United States. How about that? And it's here in Miami, Florida, near the Fountain Blue Hotel. This place is awesome, and it's really coming out now, and I'm part of that, and I really want you guys to say you're Magda's friend, Magda, Carillon friend, and get 20% off. Get something free at the restaurant, The Strand. Get your valet for, I think they comp it at the front if you say Magda, Carillon friend. It's just a wonderful place. You could go with your partner. You could have a romantic day, or you could just love yourself. I mean, I'm big on that. First self-love, and then everything else after. So February came and is almost gone, and I'm so grateful because this month I got a lot of different new clients, and I got a lot of people that were old clients that were telling me about their greatness after we finished the engagement. And those stories warm my heart always, because people focus on the bad. I mean, look, journalism is journalism, and you're listening to the news and you're reading your bad Twitter every day and all this stuff. I get it. But then you hear those stories where, guess what, Magda, I climbed that mountain. Guess what, Magda, I got that job. Guess what, Magda, I got that divorce. I got that certificate. I lost the 10 pounds. That's the stuff that keeps me going. Those are the news that I want to hear. I don't want to hear the negative stuff. I don't want to be a part of the negative stuff. I feel like if you're going to advocate for your health, you have to advocate for your energy as well. And you have to protect that ferociously. In this time, I'm like in a typhoon between my house, litigation with my ex-husband, working, my son doing all this great stuff in college, and now he's coming back for his birthday. All of that stuff is going on. Guess what? If I've got 5 minutes, I want to spend those 5 minutes doing something great. I don't want to, you know, use those 5 minutes doing something negative. Shop Splash kept me fit and foxy. I mean, the outfits in, wait, and the bathing suits. I mean, today for the Burger Bash, I spent the whole day on Miami Beach. I think, guys, when I sell the house, I'm probably going to migrate. I don't want to say I want to live in the hood, like the hub of Miami Beach, because I don't. But I'm always on the beach. I mean, the bathing suit that Shop Splash, it was an Inda bathing suit that I wore today. Wow. I mean, it's just a wow. Those people know what's going on. Ask for Yvette and tell her you're my friend. Those people, they know what's up. They know how to read your body. They know. They just know. Stock exchange is doing a little bit better. That's always a positive. I bet you guys never knew I traded stock too. Yes, I do. So I'm going to be at the Miami Heat tomorrow. If you're going to be there, go to the Hyde Lounge and ask Jesse to send you my way. So Jesse is a friend of mine, and he is opening Vive Hydration. Vive Hydration is kind, it's like a, where you get juicy, right? They put life in your veins. So if you've never had an IV bag, you should do that today. If you've never had a B12 shot, you should do that today. Because health, just like what you put into your body through your mouth, is also through your veins. So if you put good stuff in your veins, like a chock full of wonderful vitamin bag, like with all the stuff, all the goods, glutathione, that can run you $200. But it's equal to 6 months of vitamins. And it's immediate. It's not dispensed a little bit a day in powder form. So I think, and this is just my own fitness opinion, because I do take vitamins every single day and I do ingest 6 powders a day and I do do the vitamin bags as often as I possibly can. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Vibe Hydration is located in the Miami Design District next door to Ghee. This is the place to go. They haven't opened yet. They're about to open. I'm going to be there for the grand opening. I'm going to invite you to the grand opening. And I want you to try this because you want to glow. I'm not talking about the Fenty glow on your cheekbone. I'm talking about, do you want to glow from the inside out? A vitamin bag will do that. It will do that. And if you know any college kids that get drunk, that'll fix it. And you know, if you've ever been drunk, me, I've been drunk. This is a surefire way to become hydrated immediately and to feel better immediately. And if you've ever been drunk, you know you do whatever it takes to get a vitamin bag. So Vibe Hydration, Nuvo U, guess what? Another vitamin bag business is going to have a kind of like an influencer party March 15th. And their sponsor is Notorious Pink. If you've never had rosé, this shit is crazy. So there's going to be pictures of that on Instagram and you'll see the location of Nuvo U. It's over there by Bell Harbor, Aventura area. It's going to be a great, great party. And I want to introduce you to my friend Ashley over there. So February's almost over. This is my last podcast for February. If you heard something on this podcast that you want, you can always find it on my Instagram or on my Facebook. Facebook is Atrévete Inc. Instagram is Revete. Some people call me the Rev, the Revster. The real thing is my name is Magda. I hate to break your heart, but my name is Magda. If you heard something on this podcast, you can always find it on my social media. My Twitter account is Revete. And obviously LinkedIn is Revete. Gosh, Revete is everywhere and nowhere. Thank you for listening. Happy 2 days left of February or whatever. And I will check in with you in the month of March. Easter's coming. St. Patrick's is coming. My son's birthday is coming. And hopefully I can sell this house and move to Miami Beach soon. I think I shine when I'm near the ocean. I definitely feel better. If you guys don't know, I live in paradise. It's called Miami, Florida. Thanks for listening. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people in LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters. And that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat and I only eat the best. LunchologyMiami.com. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders, they're yogis, they're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.